life's under an obligation to give us what we are. Life is under an obligation to give us what we are. Now, it's up to us to decide what we are. Are we divine? Are we the ideal? Are we very special? Or are we sort of ordinary? We're going to play the game again. Are we going to be human or divine? Now I say, let's be divine. Let's be divine and let's think about what it means to be divine. What does it mean to be our divine self? Our wonderful, fabulous, divine self. What does it mean to be that? Does it mean that we are wonderful? Does it mean that we are good? Does it mean that we are beautiful? Does it mean that we are all that is the fulfillment of everything that ever could be, ever is, and it all is right now? Are we living in the now? Are we living in the moment now when all things are fantastic? Are we living that way? Well, we can. We can. But do we really want to? Do we really want to live in this moment now, in this very special time, and know that life is under an obligation to give us what we are? It's the law of cause and effect constantly at work in our life. The law of cause and effect constantly at work in our world. The law of cause and effect. For every cause you put in motion, you get an effect. Now, it does not hurt to dwell upon this concept because it's so vital to our reality. But all of the time, we are the allness. All the time, we are the isness. All the time, we are everything that ever could be and ever will be. We are that right now. Right now. That's who we are, that's what we are, and that's why we are. Life is under an obligation to give us what we are. Now, what are we? We are beautiful. We are fantastic. We are glorious. We are marvelous. We are the fulfillment of every good and beautiful thing in life. Now, what do I think I am? What do you think you are? Do we think that we are beautiful and good? Do we think that we've made mistakes someplace along in our life, in our human life, and we're going to be held accountable for those mistakes? Or are we going to be forgiven for those mistakes and go on to something more complete and more wonderful, more fantastic? Well, it's up to you. Forgiveness is one of the most beautiful things in the world, but forgetfulness is the best. To forget those things that we do not want to say are us. That's really what we want to do. And remember who we are. Remember that divine being that we are. Are you the divine being, or are you the human being? Are you the person who is having growing experiences, or are you the person who is already fulfilled, revealed, the ideal? I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is ideal right now. I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I am marvelous. Can you say this about yourself? Do you know this about yourself? Do you realize that nothing else matters? That's right, nothing else matters. We sometimes like to tell the stories of what we did as little children, or what we did as we were growing up. We like to tell some of the growing experiences that we had where we made some mistakes and we went a direction that was not beneficial to us. We want to tell all of these wonderful things. People who write books like to do that. People who write their autobiography and their biography, they like to tell these things about themselves. They like to tell about the great problems that they overcame and how they arrived at a fine solution for themselves after living a rather unhappy life. Why do we dwell upon the past? Why do we dwell upon that which is no longer consistent for us, no longer our reality? It's no longer who we are. We are living in the now. And in the now, we're saying, I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. We're saying, I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I am happy. I am joyous. Yes, we're living in the now. Life is under an obligation to give us what we are. And so, let's find out. What are we? What are we? Who are we? Where are we going in this lifetime? Where are we going in our experiences of our everyday mode of being? Who is it that we really are? I am divine. I am God. I am the allness. I am the oneness. Begin concentrating now on the presence. The present. Concentrate on today, this moment, this instant. Concentrate on who you are and what you are and why you are. Concentrate on that now and know it now, because this is what it is all about. This is what it is all about for you, and it's the only thing that it's all about for you. Life is under an obligation to give us what we are. And now it's up to us to decide who this what we are is. Who are you? Who am I? Well, if I say I'm human, then I've got quite a job ahead of me. But if I say I'm divine, then I know who I really am. I know where I'm going. I know what I'm doing. I am divine. I am divine. I am divine. I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I am glorious. Oh, yes, I am wonderful. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. Oh, yes, that's who I am. We should be teaching our children to say of themselves that they're wonderful. We should be telling to our children that they are glorious. We should be telling to our children that they are marvelous. They are fantastic. They were born with every stem cell, every gene, every chromosome, every DNA that could be to their highest and best. Now, they may be showing off some limitations of the family, and that does not have to be. The moment they start recognizing that they're divine, the moment they start recognizing that they're fantastic, they're glorious, they're marvelous, the moment they start recognizing that, what happens to them? They begin being that. That's what they are. We can learn to call forth from our world, from our life, who and what we are. And we call forth from our life who and what we are by the momentary saying, I like me. By the momentary saying, all is in divine order. By the momentary saying that this is a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous world. And it is. But are you willing to take the time that it takes to do that? Or do you like to look at appearances, illusions? Do you like to look at things as they appear to be, rather than as they really are? Today we can start looking at ourselves as we really are. We can begin looking into the inner depths of our being, into the inner realm of our awareness, and we can say, I like me, 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 I like me. We can say that with all our heart and all our soul and all our being, and we can say it so powerfully and so wonderfully and so dynamically that everything we do is just really great. But it's up to us to recognize that life is under an obligation to give us what we are. And what is it that we are? What is it that we are? That is truly the marvelous thing. What is it that we are? Because whatever it is that we are, that's what we are. Whatever it is that we are, that's what we are. So claim that for yourself today. Claim it for your life. Claim it for the life of everyone that you love, and see them whole and perfect. See them marvelous. The illusion, and all life is illusions, the illusion that we're living can be the wonderful illusion of happiness and joy and peace, or it can be the illusion of a developing embryo, a developing seed, a developing idea, and a developing concept. And it's up to us to make the decision, what is it that we are? And I say, I am divine, you are divine. I am wonderful, you are wonderful. I am love, you are love. And that's all that matters. Join me in this today and know that that's all that matters for you. Because when you say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me, you are saying the most beautiful thing you can say in all your life. And when you say to yourself of your neighbors, I love you, I love you, I love you, you're only speaking the truth. And how great that is. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.